Welcome home, human. Please, do not be alarmed. I'm from the Succubus and Demon Agency that you contacted last weekend. Yes, that circle that you drew from the internet. You drew it and lit the candles and said the words correctly. Though these days we normally accept a phone call or a letter, sometimes even an email if you really, really want us. Anyway, as per the agreement you stipulated in the circle, I am here to form a contract with you. We have been on the clock since I arrived, so I'm afraid you already owe me a little for my time at the very least. Yes, well, that's how things work. I'm not a normal demon, though, so my contracts tend to be more inclusive, you see. I've already prepared your evening meal, cleaned your house, prepared your bath, renovated parts of your... What is it, human? Am I moving a bit too quickly for you? Well, I am what's known as a sloth demon. I go around and take care of your every need so that you don't have to. Now please, come here, sit down, and we can work out the terms of our arrangement. My services include, well, literally everything, with the potential your life essence and your soul have. We estimate that you could afford me for around 1 year. Yes, but I guarantee that it will be the best year of your life. You won't have to work, cook, clean. I'll see to it that you'll only need to leave this room if you absolutely want to. In fact, I've already taken the liberty of topping off your bank accounts in preparation. So really, what choice do you have, human? Go ahead and check your accounts while I fetch your dinner. I made your favorite. So, have you come to a decision? Not yet. Well, I know you'll come to the right choice. Now, let me slip behind you here. Now just lean against me. There. Isn't that nice? You snuggle into my sweater hounds so nicely, don't you? Now do you want dinner first? Would you prefer to play video games? Oh, you think I'm trying to seduce you? Why would you think that, human? That sort of thing couldn't be further from my mind right now. I just want you to relax and give in to your more slothful desires. After all, there's literally nothing left for you to do now that I'm here. Now is there? Just lean back, relax, and take a break, okay? I'll handle work if they call. You have plenty of money now, after all. What do you need some silly job for when you have me? No, your bills are all taken care of. There's nothing to worry about. Silly, I can cook and clean with demonic efficiency. You don't have to lift a finger. Fresh groceries? That's what delivery is for, isn't it? I'll order everything you need, so don't you worry. Yes, we might need to relocate to the restroom for bathing and other things. But I have more than enough strength. I will carry you in there, clean you myself, and take care of your every need and desire. Yes, I will even dress and undress you like my own personal doll. I have zero shame over such things. I want nothing more than to take care of your every whim and desire for the next year. Doesn't that sound nice, human? Are you starting to come around? You want to do this officially? Well, that's not a yes, but it's not a no either. Okay, I'll play along. How would you like to do it then? As your housewife? Why are you getting up and taking a knee? This is unusual, but not entirely unheard of. Very well, I accept. For the terms of 1 year of my service for the cost of one soul, I will take complete and total care of you as your housewife. Is this part completely necessary, human? You have a ring. Yes, it's quite enchanting for a simple gold band. I must wonder why you think a random ring might fit me properly. It looks rather unusual, though. Human, before you put that on me, and you've already done so. Yes, it fits perfectly. Thank you, dear. You've spelled this ring, haven't you, dear? Yes, it seems you have, and with a complex obedience seal at that. And of course it won't come off. My plans. I had planned on taking care of you and preventing you from doing anything for yourself for the duration of our contract. Then collecting your soul and all of your life energy as per our arrangement. Of course. Why? To prevent you from making any useful contributions to society, dear. I sense an absolute honesty seal in this ring, don't I? Useful contributions as in... the agency didn't specify. They just assigned me to you since they saw your potential and didn't have any other skilled succubi on the clock. Really, my dear, I... Am I really forced to call you that? This is so frustrating. So, what do you plan to do with me? No, as another world denizen, contracts and agreements made under duress are still honored. Also, I might add that the agreement we made prior to the ring is still binding. Yes, dear. I will still take complete and utter care of you for the full year, and at the end, if I'm not able to collect, someone else will come to do so. Yes, dear. I'll face severe punishment for not being able to collect. However, to see the look on your face, I would consider it worth it at this point. Thus, I fully intend to uphold every last bit of my end of that bargain that I am able to. Yes, dear. Because of this infernal ring, if you command it of me, I would have to leave you alone and let you do as you please. However, it would upset me greatly. Especially after all the trouble I've gone through already. I've already worked so hard for you, dear. Won't you at least snuggle with me while you eat your dinner? Maybe play some of those video games too? I was able to get you one of those new consoles after all. I'll do anything for my dearish Nookums. Ooh-woo. Okay, that was unsettling. Some very strange yet wholesome thoughts just skittered through my head, and it feels like my brain is on fire now. My dear, what else did you put into this ring? That wasn't very nice of you, dear. You know, if I ever get it off, bad things are going to happen to you, right? Agreement or no? Because what you just said is a bit of a violation of the spirit of the agreement. If you're preventing me from upholding my end of a previously agreed upon deal? Well, bad things tend to happen, and I'd rather be the one doing all the things to you, my dear. Thank you for your understanding, dear. I will make a few concessions. I will take complete care of you, with the exception of your work. I will also refrain from using any of my demonic powers on you or trying to corrupt you. Yes, dear, I will comply, I have no choice in the matter after all. At least, at present. But mark my words, dear. I have had ages of experience breaking bonds. In time, I will escape this one as well. When I do, you will be my prisoner, just as I am now yours. But for now, your dinner is getting cold. I worked hard on it, dear. Please don't let it go to waste on our first night as a couple. It would be a shame. No, no more commands, no more seals. At least not this evening. Let's just eat and play that game you like so much. What was it called again? Yes, that one. I've played games similar to it, so perhaps you'll let me join you. Or would you rather use me as a pillow, Which will it be, dear? Yes, as long as I don't try to corrupt you, I'm free to do as I please. Well then, I think I'll do as I please. Enjoy your meal and your game while I play with you, dear. And don't worry, I won't corrupt or poison you yet.